be learning with you guys on the Wednesday afternoon. I was zocha to be in Boca this past Shabbos. I don't know if I saw any of you while I was there, but it was certainly nice weather. I'm back up here in New York. So let's learn a little bit about Sfiras Omer. I wanted to go through the various Sfiros, the various Midos of each week. If you notice in the Siddurim, they say there's different Midos each week and each day. There's a Chesed and there's Gvura and there's Teferis and Netzach Hod and so on. I'd like to go through each of those Midos one per week. Now we're a little behind. We're ready the third week into Sfira. We haven't discussed the first two. So today, Shia, I want to conflate Chesed, Gvur, and Teferis, speak about each of these Midos. Now, these terms of Chesed, Gvur, and so on, they certainly have Kabbalistic meaning. We're not going to discuss anything in Kabbalah. We're going to discuss in Derech Avoda, perhaps in Derech Chassidus, how do we work on ourselves in the area of Chesed, in the area of Gvura, in the area of Teferis. Now, these terms really start off, we say in davening, based on the Pasuk, in Divrei Yamim, we say, L'cha Hashem HaGdula, Gdula is reference to greatness, is a reference to the Midah of Chesed, V'Gvura, V'Teferes, V'Netach, V'Hod, these are all the terms that are mentioned in Sfiras Omer at the end, in the many Siddurim, K'chol B'Shemayim V'Aretz, L'cha Hashem HaMalach, HaMalach is a reference to Malchus. Let's spend the next few weeks together learning about these Midos. How do we incorporate them into our life, into the world we live in? So let's discuss Chesed and Gevura first. So what is Chesed? So Chesed is defined by, as charity, giving, care, sensitivity, love. That's what Chesed is. Tzedakah, Bikur Cholam. These all fall under the rubric of Chesed. In contrast to that, Gvura means strength, it means discipline, it means rules, self-contained. These are both very important midos. Chesed, it sounds much nicer. Gvura doesn't sound as nice, but we know you need Gvura because you need to control yourself. We all need discipline. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avos, Ezu Gibur, HaKovesh is Yitzra. A person who's able to overcome his Yetzihara, you need Gvura. You need self-control, you need strength, you need discipline. So you need to balance this chesed and this gvura. Chesed's ava, love, while gvura is a year of fear. Chesed represents the mitzvahs aseh, what you're supposed to be doing, eating matzah, counting svira, wearing tzitzis, wearing tefillin. Gvura, year, represents the los aseh, what you should not be doing. So you need both aseh and los aseh. You need both ava and you need yira. You need chesed, you need gvura. Now you'll see, interestingly, that chesed always represents the right side. The right side is always chesed, while gvura is the left side. So where do we find this? So Chazal teach us that there's a concept brought down the Gemara, actually in Maseches Yuma. Those learning Daf Yomi will come across this soon. It says, Kol pinos she'ata pone lo yehe ela liyamim. All your turns should always be to the right side. For example, when the Kohen walks up the ramp of the Mizbeach, he turns to the right side. You're always going to chesed. Chesed is always what we're trying to go for. Not that there shouldn't be gvura, but chesed always will be apt for chesed in this world, to the right. That's the concept. So they point out, when Adam HaRishon was created, the Medrash teaches us he was created facing the east. The east was in front of him, and behind him was the west. That means to the right was south, and to the left was north. So the concept is, south always represents chesed, because that was Adam HaRishon, that was his right side. So it says by Avram, who is the prototype of what a Baal Chesed is, it says by Avram Avinu, Vayisa Avram Haloch V'naso HaNegba. He's always traveling to the south, which is the Midah of Chesed, the right side of Adam Rishon. South and right represent Chesed. You know, when we button our shirts, so our shirts, we put the left side over the right side. That's just how the shirts are made. By the Chassidim, they actually have the right side goes over the left side. That's how women have their shirts. The Chassidim have their right side over the left side because this element of chesed, right, has to overwhelm the left, the gvura. So that's what chesed is. Chesed's love, care, charity, sensitivity. Gvura's discipline, self-control. So you have now going from Pesach until Shavuos these very concepts. Pesach was all predicated on chesed. We didn't deserve to leave Mitzrayim. We deserved to remain slaves in Mitzrayim. But it was a chesed from Hashem. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much. He wanted to do charity. He wanted to take care of us. He wanted to give us. So Pesach represents a time of chesed, real chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to Shavuos, which is what we're counting up towards, when we were given the Torah, it represents Gevurah. It was given a rule book, what to do, what you shouldn't do. It was restrictions. So Pesach to Shavuos is really chesed to Gevurah. The Torah writes that the Shlosh Regalim correspond to the Shlosh Avos, the Gimel Avos. And based on Psukim, that Avram connects to Pesach. When Avram had the Malachim visit him, so he was serving matzos. He gave matzos to them. It was Pesach, Chazal teach us. So Avram represents Pesach. Yitzchak represents Shavuos. And Yaakov represents Sukkos. He brings a pasuk that Yaakov stayed in a place called Sukkos. So Yaakov is Sukkos. So it worked out very nice. Because as we know, Avram is the representative, the symbol of Chesed. He was about Chesed. His whole life was Chesed. So he connects very much to the Yontif of Pesach, which is a Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak, the pasuk calls him Pachad Yitzchak, Yira, fear, strength. So Yitzchak correlates to Shavuos, Kabbalah Torah, rules, discipline, restrictions, definitions, limitations. That's Yitzchak Avinu. We know very little about Yitzchak Avinu, his life. He was very enclosed. He kept to himself. He was Gevurah. He was self-contained, self-restrained. While Avram was walking around, he was carried. He was going from this place to that place. Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. He was an Ola Tamima, the Gemara says. He was restricted to the confines, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. That's Yitzchak Avinu. That's Gevurah. That's limitation. Well, Avram was traveling this place and to that place. He was leaving, going to Mitzrayim, coming back to Mitzrayim. Avram was Chesed. He was outpouring of love and care and sensitivity. Now, these two elements of Chesed, love, and Gevurah, also very much align with Tefillah and Torah. Tefillah and Torah, the two pillars of Yiddishkeit, davening and learning. So tefillah is the way we connect to a person. We connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Ava, through love, through emotion, through passion. It's a relationship. That's chesed, that's tefillah. We're building a relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've spoken in the past that tefillah is not simply something you daven for when you need something. But tefillah is really a way to connect. The word tefillah comes from tefillin. We wrap tefillin on our body. The name Naftali, Rashi says, means to connect, to connect to something. So tefillah is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You connect to a person emotionally, mentally, and how you connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is. It's a midah of Ava, the midah of Chesed. Torah, on the other hand, Torah is a rule book. It tells us definitions, tells us what to do, tells us what not to do. It gives us structure. It gives us limitations. So that's Torah comes from a place of Gevurah. So these two ideas, tefillah and Torah, is chesed and gevurah alike. Now we know that we have two great heroes that are going to ultimately save us in the times of the final geula, the Eliyahu HaMashiach. I mentioned this also in the past, the Eliyahu HaMashiach, mother always gives us, provides children, taking care of the children, making sure they have what they need. So we have in the times of Moshe Benu Aaron, and Moshe, Rashi Tevos, Aim. We have the times of Purim, Esther, and Mordechai, Aim. And in the future, we're going to have Eliyahu and Mashiach. The two of them are going to come and bring Tchesa Mesim. Eliyahu is going to announce the arrival of Mashiach. So both Eliyahu and Mashiach, they also connect to Chesed and Gevurah. How so? So Eliyahu, who was a Navi. A Navi is a place of tefillah. A Navi is not something that you understand. It's an emotional connection. A person has to be in a place of simcha to connect to Ruach HaKodesh, to have nevuah. He has to be at an emotional high and feeling happy. That's why the Rabbi Nachman Mibrezov explains that the word chazan, a person who davens for the Amid is called the chazan. Chazan comes from the word chazon. Chazon Yishayahu is a vision. It's a nevuah. Tefillah. Tefillah is a nevuah. Tefillah is a nevuah. To connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the emotional level. Tefillah and chazanus and singing and nevuah, all of that comes in place of chesed, a connection of emotion, a connection of love. That's all Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu Navi, the chazon, chazan. Mashiach, on the other hand, is a connection of Torah. Mashiach, we have the Gemara says a few places, we'll see it also in a few blot in Maseches Yuma, Hilchasa L'Mashicha. When there's a certain halacha, we don't know the answer, we said, Hilchos Olam Mashiach. In the future, Mashiach will provide the answer. Mashiach represents the avenue of Torah. So Eliyahu is the avenue of Tefillah, the avenue of Chesed, the avenue of Ava, love, connection. Mashiach represents the world of Torah, the world of Gevura. So just like everything in this world, there's always pluses and minuses. It's true of Chesed and Gevura. If you have too much of any midah, it could be bad. The Rambam talks about finding some medium, finding some healthy balance in between. Too much Chesed could be bad, and too much Gevura could be bad as well. How could it be bad? What could be bad about Chesed? What could be bad about Gevura? So Chesed is as follows. If you have too much love for a person, too much emotion, too much connection, well, the downside of that, it could actually lead to arayos. Too much love out there could lead to gilai arayos. And if there's too much Gevura, too much strength, too much restriction, too much anger, too much kas, that could lead to murder. That could lead to shvichas damim. So we know that both Avram and Yitzchak, they had children that were psolus, that were not following the ways of their father. Avram had a child whose name was Yishmael. Yishmael was psolus. He was the ra from Avram. And Yitzchak had a child whose name was Esav, as we know. He was the psolus. He was the psolus of Yitzchak. So now listen to this. Avram, who was the world of Chesed. So what happens when there's too much Chesed, when Chesed is used wrong, in the wrong way? That led to the world of Yishmael. Yishmael, Chazal teach us, was immersed in the world of Arayos. That was Yishmael, that was the bad, that was the psolus of Avram. On the other hand, we have Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, Pachad Yitzchak, the Gevura, the strength, the restrictions, the limitations of Yitzchak, the psolus of Yitzchak, led to Esav, the murder, Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim is a result, a psolus of too much Gevura. When the Gevura is mishandled, it's misguided, it's misused. So both Avram and Yitzhak had a certain psolus in them, Esav and Yishmael, respectively. So now listen to this really neat thing now. We know that Yishmael is the father, the founder, the creator of Islam. And Esav, Edom, was the founder and the father of Christianity. So this is an amazing thing now. So we're saying right now that Yishmael was in the world of Arayos. He took the Chesed, he took all the kochos of Avram and turned it to psolus. So what is what's the holiest day of in the Jewish calendar? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the holiest day. And how many times do we daven Yom Kippur? We daven 5 times Yom Kippur. So what did Yishmael try doing? Yishmael tried taking the holiest day of our year, the day of Yom HaTfilah, and Islam, they daven 5 times a day. They took our koach of Yom HaTfilah, they took our Yom Kippur of 5 tefillahs a day, and they tried replicating it and having a 5 tefillah every single day. That's a clear misuse, a clear abuse, a psolus of the midah of chesed, the midah of tefillah. On the flip side, we have Esav, we have Edom, we have Christianity. They tried taking our Torah. What did they do? They wrote a New Testament. They took our Old Testament. They claimed it was outdated. It was no longer relevant. And they wrote a New Testament. They abused the Koach of Torah, which is the Koach of Gevura, the Koach of Yitzchak. So while Yishmael abused our Tefillah, the psalms of Tefillah, the psalms of Chesed, Esav did the same thing, the psolus of Torah. Now listen to this next step. The next step, we know that there's a concept of a prophet. The Islam speak about the Muhammad, a prophet, and Esav, Christianity, speaks about a Messiah. So this lines nicely as well. Because in the world of Chesed, in the world of Tefillah, we spoke about the prophet Eliyahu HaNavi. So Yishmael tried taking our psolus of tefillah. They not only took the 5 tefillahs of Yom Kippur, but they also took the concept of a navi, of a chazon, of a chazan. They tried taking that element. That's why you find all these elements in Islam of 5 davenings a day and this prophet. While Christianity tried taking our Torah. They took our Torah not only with the New Testament of theirs, but also with the concept of a Messiah, of a Mashiach, of a Hilchasel, the Mashiach, they took the bad qualities of the Torah, the Psalos. So every good Midah has also its downsides. That's the Chesed and the Gvura. That's Yishmael versus Esav. Now, it's true in politics. We could speak politics. I don't really speak politics much. But the same concept you have in politics of being liberal versus conservative is also rooted in Chesed versus Gvura. We said Chesed represents an outpouring of love and care for others. So that's why the idea of having a liberal view, a liberal reading of the Constitution would be considered Chesed, a more loose understanding. While Gvura, conservative understanding, keeping to the books, more rule books, more structure, the surface understanding, that would be coming from a place of Gvura. You have this in every single debate. You go across, the liberals versus conservatives. Every debate boils down to Chesed and Gvura. So let's talk about something very, in the news right now. We have the killing in the Minnesota right now, and all the riots going on. So do we say police brutality, or do we say and therefore defund the police, or no? We have to have police to keep things in order. So Gvura would indicate that there should be police. We need to have police policing the area, protecting us, protecting from murder, from drugs, from robbery, all types of bad things. That's Gvur. But even Gvur, even though Gvur is important, discipline is important, it's necessary, there could still be a downside. The downside could be police brutality, if it goes to an extreme. Now, I'm not giving my judgment, I don't know what happened there. But if a person, police have guns, it could lead to people taking advantage of strength, taking advantage of guns and weapons and the like. So that's, we're seeing right now the dangers of Gvura, if it's too much Gvura, if there's no accountability. Yet on the other hand, if you hold, defund the police, so that's undermining the need of Gvura, the need of discipline, the need of rules, that's against everything. That's a place of Chesed, just everyone love each other, everybody be nice. Now Chesed's certainly great, but if Chesed is misguided and there's no Gvura, there's no discipline, there's no police, then the Chesed could lead to havoc, it could lead to Hefker. You want to talk about, giving stimulus checks, just giving money. That's a wonderful thing, helping out people who are in need, giving tzedakah, giving Chesed. The more willingness to give money from the government, that would be a place of Chesed. But the problem is, if there's too much Chesed, too much giving, we know that you're not going to teach anybody how to work. You're not going to create any sense of competition. You're not going to be able to build businesses. If I know that the government's giving me money all the time, a stimulus check of a couple $1,000s, so what's the motivation to work? So it's a chesed sometimes to help out, give tzedakah, but it's actually not so helpful if you're always going to give chesed. If your children make a mistake and you never punish them, you never discipline them, they're not going to learn the lesson. Well, it's nice, it's coming from a place of love and av and chesed, but you're not helping the child be a better person. Not helping him work on his midos and his behavior. So yes, it comes from a good place, but too much ava, too much chesed will lead to a lack of discipline. It will lead to lack of motivation, no need to work anymore. The same thing, creating borders around Texas, and that's going on. That's a question of, do we limit, do we build fences, gvura, protect, defend, or do we open up, we're chesed, we're full of love. Every single midah, every single machlokas in politics, every single machlokas in life, all boils down to this question, is it chesed, is there gvura? And they're all coming from good places, but we have to know the limitations. We have to know when it's coming, when it's good to apply the chesed, and when it's bad to apply the chesed, when it's good to apply gvura, when it's bad to apply gvura. But at the end of the day, you need both elements. A person can't be a parent and grandparent only full of chesed, and you can't be a parent or grandparent only full of gvura. If all you're doing is yelling at kids, disciplining kids, and you're not showing love, you're not giving them kisses and hugs, and you're not showering them with I love yous, that's too much gvura. And if you're not disciplining them, you're not teaching them how to be an adult, how to be mature. And everything goes back to chesed and to gvura. So you have this now with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, who is the ultimate Baal Chesed, he was full of love. So we have this in marriage. So he needed to find a person, a tzadekes, who was full of gvura. Sarah Imenu was known as a woman of incredible gvura, incredible strength. When Avram and Sarah had a debate what to do with Hagar, so Sarah said, kick her out of there. Get rid of her. That's a midah of gvura. That's a midah of strength and discipline. So Avram needed Sarah's help. Avram was full of chesed, and he balanced himself out with a wife like Sarah Imenu. The Pri Tzadik writes, that the reason why Sarah Imenu died, she was nifter right after the Kedesh Yitzchak, is because for Avram to get through all 10 tests, he needed help. He needed a support. He needed some encouragement from his wife, Sarah. Someone like Avram Avinu, full of chesed, full of love, you could fathom him taking his son, Yitzchak Avinu, and put him on top of the Mizbeach and to shecht him. Could he do that from a midah of chesed that goes against everything you held by? But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, he gives you a rule, you have to listen, even though it goes against your nature. Avram needed help. He needed the balance from his wife, Sarah, to push him, to encourage him. And once Avram passed his final test, he was willing to shecht his son, even though he didn't. So Sarah, she fulfilled her tafkid in this world. Her tafkid was there to help and hold the hand of Avram, because you need that healthy balance. You can't do such a thing without the midah of gvura. So Avram was being taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, you're full of chesed, but you need to come over. You need to balance yourself to come to the gvura side as well, to find a healthy equilibrium, a healthy balance. And we find the opposite to be the case of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, who represented pachad, he represented fear, restriction, limitation, he was very closed. So he needed to marry a woman who was full of chesed. And that's why when Eliezer was told by Avram to find a woman for Yitzchak, he knew to find someone who was full of chesed. He wanted to find a woman who would not only feed him water, give him drink of water, but also drink to the camels as well. He was looking for that midah of chesed because he understood that Yitzchak's midah of gvura, his midah of strength and self-discipline, needed balance with love, with ava, and with chesed. And for that reason, Yitzchak married Rivka. Now, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, so that pretty much sums up chesed versus gvura. What exactly is Tiferes? We have Tiferes, which is the third week, the week we find ourselves in now. Tiferes is glory. Tiferes is beauty. It's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the balance, the equilibrium, where both midas met, where both chesed met with gvura. Yaakov Avinu had children, all 12 shvatim, all of them were kula full of Torah and shomer mitzvos, unlike Avram and Yitzhak. Avram were the extremes. When you go to the extreme, it leads to a certain psolus, both in the chesed side and the gvura side. Yaakov Avinu, however, he had the healthy balance of a little Avram, a little Yitzchak, a little chesed, a little gvura, a little love, a little discipline. And when he created this balance, he was able to produce and father these 12 beautiful shiftei kah. And that's also why Yaakov Avinu married two different wives, because he had these two elements, two wives within him. He had the midah of chesed and the midah of gvura. He needed a Rachel and a Leah to balance out both of these elements. These elements, what do you have to accomplish? So sometimes a person needs an outer source, a spouse, to help balance them. Sometimes you're able to balance it within oneself. Tiferes represents the beauty, the merge, the fusion of chesed and gvura. Knowing when to show love, knowing when to show discipline, knowing when not to show love, knowing how to raise children, how to be nice to friends, when to close the door. You have to know limitations. You have to have that healthy balance. That's what Tiferes is. That's what Yaakov Avinu represents. But too much of one or the other could be detrimental. You have to find that middle ground. So that's what this midah this week represents, the middle ground of both of these elements. The truth is that the Chodesh Iyar, which is Beis Iyar today, the month of Iyar stands for Aleph is for Avram, Yud is for Yitzchak, Yud is for Yaakov, and Reish could be for Rachel or Rivka, the different balances, but Iyar represents the fusion of all the different avos coming together, and also some of the imals, not all the imals, we're missing some of them, but the word Yisrael represents all the avos imals. Why? Yud is for Yaakov and Yitzchak, Sin is for Sarah, Reish is for Rachel and Rivka, Aleph is for Avram, Lamed is for Leah. So Yisrael, in the month of Iyar, all the midos really come together. Sphere just isolating each one together, but Tiferes is when they all come together. Tiferes is the nucleus of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, he fathered the Shiftei Kah. That's what we're trying to represent. So sometimes we need wives to help us out. Sometimes we need to do it ourselves. Sometimes we need friends to accomplish this, but we have to accomplish it some way or another. Now, Lamai said we can't marry two wives. Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana. You can't marry two wives anymore. So what does that mean? You can't marry wives. So how do we get to this purity of a Yaakov Avinu? So I'm not sure the answer. I was just thinking about it before. But the spouse is one way to help us get to a better place, but also just working on our own midos, whether it's learning Sefer Musar, Sefer Chassidus, words of Chizuk, Gemara, Halacha. There's so many ways a person could work on themselves with a spouse, without a spouse, with friends. But Tiferes is really the ultimate goal. It takes us to this next step of really creating the beauty. You know, the Beis HaMikdash is a place both of a tefillah and Torah. On one hand, the avoda that took place there was the tefillah. That was represented the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that this connected the world down here with the world above. When Yosef and Avram met with each other, Yosef and Benjamin, when they met with each other, they cried in each other's necks. Rashi says, why did they cry in the necks? Because Yosef cried on Benjamin's two necks. The Gemara says, how many necks did Benjamin have? The Gemara says, it represents the Beis HaMikdash, the two Batei Mikdash that were going to be destroyed, that was in the Chelek of Benjamin. Benjamin cried in the neck of Yosef, which is the Mishkan Shiloh, that was in the Chelek of Yosef. So the Shem Yishuvah says, why do we refer to the neck as the Beis HaMikdash, as the Mishkan? Because that's where it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a makom tefillah. It's a place to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. But we also know that Ki Mitzion Teitei Sarah, from Sion, from Yushalayim, from the Beis HaMikdash, where the Lishchas HaGazis, where Sanhedrin sat every single day, the makom HaMikdash was also a place of Torah. So the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Teferis, a place of glory, where it comes together, where Torah and Tefillah merge together. It's called Beis Yaakov. It's the house of Yaakov Avinu, where both these elements came together, where you celebrate both Torah and Tefillah. You can't have one without the other one. Now, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan on almost every single page of Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan this, Rabbi Yochanan that. He represented Torah to the highest level. But at the same time, the Gemara tells that Rabbi Yochanan said in the Gemara Brachos, Halavai she'adam yispal kol yom. Had a halavai person davens all day long. Rabbi Yochanan, who is it represents Torah, he's saying we should daven instead of learning. How could that be? Because the truth is that both of them have to be intertwined with each other. You need Torah and tefillah. You need tefillah and Torah. Both have to be together. David HaMelech, the Gemara tells us, we know that he wrote Tilim, which is all of Torah, or rather all of tefillah. Yet David HaMelech also, we're told, he sat all day learning. He sat all day learning. So David was a person who represented both Torah and tefillah. The Gemara, the Medrash says, I actually share this on Shabbos in Boca, in BRS. The Gemara tells us, and the Medrash tells us, that David HaMelech davened, that Tehillim replaced Limud HaTorah. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not grant that request, but we still see that the Koach of Tehillim, which is Tefillah, somehow connects and intertwined with Torah. Because Tefillah represents our emotions, our connection of Chesed, connection of Ava, connection to Avraham Avinu, connection of Pesach, the time of Chesed. Torah represents the Chachma, represents the wisdom, represents Shavuos. You need both those elements. And when the two fuse together, the two merge, you have this equilibrium, this balance, you have Teferis. You have the glory of Yaakov Avinu. You have the Beis HaMikdash, you have Beis Yaakov. So we should be Zocha, that not just to count through these days and through these weeks, and as if we're just getting one step closer to Kabbalah Satorah, not that only, but we should have in mind that we should focus on a Midah each week. Not every day. We should every day, but that's a bit much. Maybe a Midah each week. So we miss the first week together and the second week together, but maybe this third week together we can focus on Teferis, which means we should daven better and learn better. And when you have both those come together, we should be Zocha with all our continued increased learning, increased tefillah. We should be Zocha to see the beauty, the Teferis of the Beis HaMikdash with the Gula Shema Ba'amitus, from here v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.